We all love a legendary comeback, and Degree Original Cool Rush is back and better than ever. Cool Rush isn't just a scent, it's a movement, a fan favorite that delivers bold, fresh vibes and all-day sweat protection. Whether you have a man that spends hours in the gym, heads into the office early, or is just trying to stay fresh on a long day, Cool Rush has their back. Head to your local Walmart or Target and grab Degree Cool Rush, the fan favorite scent from the world's number one antiperspirant brand.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
It's go time.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Brees Hall, he's going to throw the ball.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Jets are going to win it.
Touchdown, Kayshon Booty.
What a weapon.
Pittman snared it in with one hand. Tucker Kraft having a night.
The Rich Eisen Show. On today's show, complete week 8 recap, Monday night preview, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 2 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Love seeing all the phone lines lit. We're going to get to you because we are guestless on today's program. We just love talking football and talking sports with you.
Let's do it.
Haven't hit games 1 and 2 of the World Series just yet. The Brian Kelly firing and LSU on the heels of the Penn State firing and, you know, the UCLA firing of Deshaun Foster and wondering
Florida.
If there's going to be Florida.
Florida's
right.
Open too. Yep.
Exactly. A lot of jobs are already open. A lot of interim head coaches in college football to discuss. Paul Feinbaum is going to be on tomorrow's program to help us untangle all of that, but we'll talk about it. 844-204-RICH being that number to dial. I think some people are having some issues nationally, wrapping their arms around the concept that the best team in the National Football League are the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Part of it may be, you know, the East Coast bias. You know, there's an East Coast bias in national media. College football, you just go Southeast. There's a Southeast bias.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, all of us Big Teners are like, okay. Yeah. Tell me your 6-10 team in the SEC isn't just as problematic as that in the Big Ten, okay? And then the top three in the Big Ten, tell me they're not better than the top three in the SEC or just as good. Get out of here with this nonsense. But, you know, Indianapolis, the Colts, since Andrew Luck went away, even when Luck was there, you're wondering, do they have the horses to pull it off like the sheriff did back in the day? I'm serious. You're wondering that. But the fact that Daniel Jones is quarterbacking a team that's 7-1.
It's unbelievable.
And is not just winning games. They are boat racing people. The landlocked state of Indiana has the boat race team in the National Football League. They are boat racing everybody, and they are physical. The game that they lost, the only one that they've lost this year against the Rams, you were in the stadium for that one, Chris. Mm-hmm. They had the Rams right where they wanted them, and had A.D. Mitchell held on to the ball instead of flipping it flippantly before getting to the end zone. We might be talking about – I just went higher register. No. Hold on. We might be talking about an 8-0 Indianapolis Colts team.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Because, and again, it's tough to wrap your arms around this concept, too, that the MVP of the National Football League is a running back. Guess what? Everybody, it's time to wrap your arms around the idea that we're seeing it happen right now. You know, the quarterback of the moment, Baker Mayfield, hasn't had a big game, right, in 2 weeks, and that's recency bias. And the quarterback of the moment of, you know, the decade is Patrick Mahomes, and a lot of people are like already still having Chiefs fatigue. And the quarterback who might be playing the best consistent football start to finish is a second-year player for the Patriots named Drake May. But the MVP of this league through 8 weeks, because you got to take a look at a team that's 7-1. If you're not going to believe in the quarterback as the MVP of the team, he can't be the MVP of the league. And then, you know, say what you will about Daniel Jones. He's crushing it right now. Crushing it. Looking like the quarterback of the Giants against the Minnesota Vikings, where he's running it in and throwing it in. He's not running it in a lot, but he's throwing it. And the reason why he's not running it in a lot is because he's got a running back who's running it in from wherever he damn pleases. Jonathan Taylor did it again. The it being 3 touchdowns in a game. It's stupid what he's doing right now.
Yep.
And wherever LaDainian Tomlinson was sitting on Sunday, he began hearing some footsteps. His record for most touchdowns scored in a season. I can't believe I'm saying this. It's within reach. It's within reach. Jonathan Taylor has 15 touchdowns this season through 8 games because he keeps scoring three at a time. It's his fourth time this year. He's got 3 or more touchdowns in a game. The only player who has had, it's an old gen stat. He's had 3 or more touchdowns in the four of the first 8 games of the season. The only other player who's done it was Gene Choo Choo Roberts of the 1949 New York Giants.
Great name.
Choo Choo. They start calling you Choo Choo Mike.
Choo Choo Del Tufo. I mean, that's a great name.
Choo Choo Del
Tufo. The only players with more such games in an entire season are LT Marshall Faulk and Chuck Foreman. Oof. Entire season. He's got 4. LT had 6. Faulk, 5. Chuck Foreman had 5. And for Faulk and LT, they won MVP those seasons. He's now tied for the most in a season since 1950, Jonathan Taylor. Most in a season of 3 or more touchdown games through 8 games. He's tied with the 1965 season of 4 for Jim Brown and the 2005 season of 4 for Sean Alexander. In those seasons, Brown and Alexander, they won the MVP. Chuck Foreman is the only one to do this in this category, and they didn't win MVP for the Minnesota Vikings that year. His 80-yard touchdown run was the longest of his career, and the 10th career rushing touchdown of 40 or more yards, that's the most of any player before turning 27. And again, he's not even 27. He's now tied with Lenny Moore on the Colts' all-time rushing touchdown list with 63, one behind Edgerrin James. Lenny Moore and Edgerrin James are in the Hall of Fame. How's that not the MVP of the league when you're 7-1, right? And if you're boat racing people, the defense plays freer. I mean, it's going so well for the Colts. Nobody's talking about their owner wearing an earbud on the sideline anymore, meddling. Remember that?
Yep.
Right? Oh, my goodness. True. Nobody's even talking about that anymore.
Well, now I think more owners are going to do it since, you know, she's down there. They have the best record in the NFL. Other owners are going to start getting ideas.
You know what? I mean, when Carly Ursay Gordon started to do it, and everyone's just like, oh, she's meddling. Oh, what's she doing on the sideline there? Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard were on the hot seat. What's she doing? What notes is she taking? Who's telling her what notes to take? Nobody's talking about that anymore. That's how well the Colts are playing. Now it's like, hey, as you said, copycat league.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Suddenly Jerry Jones isn't having his glasses clean while he's having a hot toddy up top. He's sitting down there with a steno pad.
Steno pad.
I'm just trying to, right?
Jerry Jones' steno pad.
Is he Xeroxing things off? Handing out notes?
The crazy thing is people who took umbrage with it weren't paying attention. She'd been doing this.
Yeah.
Was it like the first time she went? And also her dad, from what I understand, had been basically training her and her sisters in the family business their entire lives to go, for this very moment when he was no longer with them.
Gents, next up, they're going to Pittsburgh. Ooh. And if they bring this game that they have brought for the first 2 months of the season into Pittsburgh, there's going to be quite a to-do in the stands and locally there if they send the Pittsburgh Steelers to a 500 record with three straight losses, staring up and seeing an Indianapolis Colts team that puts it together with Daniel Jones. It's like this. They get Aaron Rodgers. Colts get Aaron Jones. I mean, Colts get Daniel Jones. And one's going to be potentially, 8-1? The other one's 4-4? Oh, my God. They could leave that place like Bane left it in The Dark Knight Rises. And then they take their show on the road to Europe in Berlin against Atlanta, and then there's a bye. Then they come home, and then they rest up before going to Kansas City. And then their games against Houston in division. They've got some moments where they're going to force America to wrap their arms around the idea that the Colts are the best team in the AFC and the one seed, and you're going to have to go into that building and beat them. And stop Jonathan Taylor, who is unstoppable and the MVP of this league through 8 weeks.
Rich, he's the offensive player of the year. He's not the...
Excuse me, he's so good.
He's getting MVP.
He's not going to win quarterback of the year trophy, which is maybe
they should make him run, throw one in.
Right?
Give him a passing touchdown.
That's a good point. Now he's eligible.
Then he'll be eligible.
It's Arias Consulting for you, right?
We plus people up. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Rebecca in Allentown, Pennsylvania would like to chime in. What's up, Rebecca?
Allentown.
You there, Rebecca?
Oh.
No, hold on a second. I'll give her. Hi. You there, Rebecca?
Hi, sorry. Yeah, I'm here.
Yes. What's going on? You're on.
How do the officiating of the game and also the game in general for the Eagles went?
All right, Rebecca, it's tough to understand you. Say that one more time, please.
How do you think the Eagles game yesterday with the poor officiating and the calls, but also with Saquon finally breaking out and Dallas Goedert being Dallas Goedert?
Okay.
The poor officiating.
Oh, I got you. Thanks for the call, Rebecca. I appreciate it. She's been holding on for so long. It was difficult to understand her there. But listen, we already hit that. I kind of feel like the Eagles have found it. Jalen Hurts is like, I'm comfortable under center. You know? I'm comfortable under center. That's what they should do. Put him under center. You know what I mean? Put him under center and just be done with it. See what happens next on that. Let's go to, where should I go right here? Let's go to our man, Al in Dallas. What's up, Al? What's going on, Al?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? I'm at the live from the driving range trying to take out my frustrations and emotions on what I watched yesterday. Boy. I want to go on a little bit of a rant, Rich, and then I want to say something serious at the end, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You're 100% right. Law of unintended consequences. They're unable to officiate that play. It's got to go immediately. But the officiating overall, and my man Brockman can attest, he was probably begging me to stop texting him. The officiating in the league is god-awful. I mean, the block in the back that they had on that running play. Now, Law, what's the big deal? Well, two plays later, Scatterboo fractures his ankle. The pass interference call on Slayton, they were down 14 points. They would have scored a touchdown. Like, these calls are just god-awful. And, this doesn't excuse the Giant defense, which was, I think they need to make a change in coordinator. Doesn't excuse them. But around the league, it's becoming ridiculous. So, I'm excited. Like I said, we have our quarterback. We lost our running back. He could make it back next year. All good. We have a good foundation in place. We just need a little bit, I think, a little bit of a different guy calling the defensive plays.
Okay, so, and then what,
that's my rant.
What's your rant? What's your other thing you want to say so I can get you back to the range, Al? Because you know, I mean,
yeah,
please.
Yes, but I was striping him, Brock, but striping him. So. I know you haven't touched on it yet, but I'm going to call this Nick Mangold.
Yeah.
Was the Rod Gilbert of the New York Jets. This guy was the epitome of what a New York was. Steve, four kids, was coaching at Del Barton, loved the New York Rangers, loved his local teams, a great guy, and what a shame. I feel bad for... I associated with him through Barstool. I feel bad for the Willie Colones of the world and everything like that.
Yeah.
What a terrible, terrible tragedy. You knew something was up, obviously, a couple of weeks ago. But what a shame. What a shame. God almighty. And probably in pantheon of the New York Jets from when I was alive, top three Jet of all time. Right? Well, I mean, good God. Guy's going to go into the Hall of Fame. You're going to be there in Canton one day when posthumously gets his gold jacket. It's a shame. What a tragedy.
Al, thanks for the call, and thanks for bringing it up again. Nick Mangold, the news crossed yesterday during NFL Game Day morning during our pregame show. Nick Mangold, who went into the New York Jets Ring of Honor in 2022 after playing every single game of his career, started them, didn't miss a game at center for the Jets. He passed away at the age of 41. His wife, Jennifer, and their four young children losing their husband and father. He had a chronic kidney disease that caused him to take to social media 2 weeks ago asking for a donor. Apparently, his agent said they found multiple options, but it was too late. And he passed away. And the Jets win in Cincinnati, their first game of the year. They win in Cincinnati, not far from where he grew up, a place appropriately called Centerville, Ohio. He became one of the best Buckeyes and Jets ever. And he passed away at the age of 41. Just awful. Gutting news. Remember his sister started playing football? Remember that? Mm-hmm. And he was just awesome.
I just remember he was a guy who just always, whenever you'd see him on the sidelines or anything, he just... had the smile on his face that just let you know he was having so much fun out there on the football field. And that's what I thought of when I saw his name pass up yesterday.
Just terrible news, and we send our best to him and obviously his extended family in the New York Jets. We'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here. We'll talk about the AFC. Patriots, Jets, Dolphins, Bills, they all won on Sunday. More of your phone calls here on this busy Football Monday.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Rich Eisen here for Sonos, the speakers that bring every game to life in my own house. With studio quality sound, Sonos makes you feel like you're right there in the stadium. Whether you're cheering on your team, binging your favorite show, or listening to the hottest songs, Sonos fills every room with incredible sound. Setup is easy. Just plug in, open the Sonos app, and you're ready to go. Want stadium quality sound at home just like me? Because I love Sonos. You will too. Explore soundbars, speakers, and more at Sonos.com. Sonos, they look as good as they sound. As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Buying a car can be like a long road trip. There's negotiating prices, lots of fees, and a difficult process. But with an auto loan from Navy Federal, you're on the highway to higher savings. We want our members to save more on their next auto purchase. That's why we offer great rates, military discounts, and pre-approvals that are good for 90 days. Plus, we offer most decisions in seconds. You could even get $200 when you refinance your auto loans from another lender with us. So if you want to save more on your next auto purchase, learn more and apply for an auto loan at NavyFederal.org/autoloans. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Terms and conditions apply for military discounts. Refinance loan must be at least $5,000 to be eligible for the $200. Terms and conditions apply. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the ESPN Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance. Chris, you should be ecstatic. I told this of Coop, too. He's 14 years old. He's a Patriot fan. Susie is a Patriot fan. My in-laws are all Patriot fans. I just couldn't, you know, I told him. I saved him a life of being a kid saying he hates his team. And the Patriots are terrific. They're terrific.
Yeah, I know. I've been telling you guys for weeks. And you guys have been laughing at me.
Yeah, because you say it like that.
Yeah, it's like the attitude. The minute
I want to give you some flowers, I want to hit you over the head with a bouquet.
See, that's why we can't be happy for
them. That's all right.
Get the duck boat batteries ready.
It's all right. Drake May's the real thing. And Josh McDaniels has unlocked him. And the guys who are already there, Pop Douglas is doing some things. Oh, Keyshawn Booty, man.
Mac Hollins led the team in catches and targets yesterday.
Drake May is just incredible. Yeah. I mean, the Hall of Famer, Kurt Warner, comes on the show every single Wednesday. He called him the best deep thrower in the game. He said the deep throws are like handoffs. And I mentioned that to Mike Vrabel the next day. He goes, well, I'm not going to say we're the best at anything, right. You know, because
yeah.
He's, you know, got to keep them on the straight and narrow. And Drake May now with deep passes, 20 plus air yards after yesterday's exhibition of throwing deep balls. He was 2 or 3 for 83 pass yards and a touchdown on deep passes on Sunday against Cleveland. This season, on the 20-plus air yard attempts, he's 13 of 17, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, and a passer rating of 157.5. Almost perfect. How's that for handoffs, basically, deep ball handoffs? And in terms of his efficiency, passer rating is very difficult to figure out. It's kind of like, you know, OPS in baseball. You know what I mean? Like, what is it?
I don't know that.
All you just need to know is a certain number over a certain number, you're really good.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And 100 passer rating is that
top
level of consistency.
Yep.
Best passer rating is 158 and change. Don't ask me why it is. They should just make it an even number like 100, but they don't. I don't know. It's math. I was told there'd be no math. I'm much more verbal. That's why I do this for a living.
Us.
Thank you.
Brockman can count a little, but.
Well, no, Coop is really good at math. Zan's really good at math, too. I've got math kids. I don't know where it came from. Neither does Susie.
Their mom.
Their
mom is mostly verbal as well.
I digress. Yeah, she's verbal.
ESPN came up with their QBR stat, which is on a 100-point scale.
There you go. At any rate.
I'm being company friendly.
200 pass yards and 100 passer rating. In 7 straight games now for Drake May.
Is that good?
It's tied for the longest such streak in NFL history by any quarterback, 23 or younger. And every other quarterback with a streak of 7-plus games are named Mahomes.
He's good.
You've heard of them.
Yep.
And Dan Marino.
Oh, he was.
He had 6 of them in 84.
What did they do in those years, Rich?
They won the MVP, Christopher.
Oh, got it.
And you could see, you know, the information on the screen there. That's what he's doing. It's crazy.
It's really crazy.
And how about this one? Every single thing he does is either something Brady was the last to do or Brady never did. Are you noticing that?
Yeah, no, I am.
Well, they're not gonna compare it to Matt Castle, but you get what I'm saying. I mean, for him to catch a stray, 3 passing touchdowns and no incompletions and a perfect passer rating in the second half against Cleveland. May's the first Patriots quarterback to do it this century. In a single half. Either half. Choose your half. First or second.
You get a half. You get a half.
And only 14 such instances league-wide this century. He's that good, man. Oof. Defensively, they're all over it. And I don't know, you know, New England is, if this wasn't your team, Chris, you might be leading the, yeah, but who have they really beaten charge? Oh, and then I'd have to push back and go, oh, they won in Buffalo on a Sunday night.
No
but
doubt.
Other than that, man, you know, they're the teams that they've beaten.
You have to beat. And the way that they're doing it is good teams do.
Correct.
You got a bad team in your house? Spank them. You go on the road against a bad team? Spank them. Handle it. And they've been doing that. Yeah, who have they beaten? Sure, I get it. But they went to Buffalo and win, and everyone thinks they're, you know, can go to the Super Bowl. And that was a really, really good Browns defense that came into Foxborough.
That's true. As a matter of fact, if I may jump in here, all these stats I just gave you, Drake May was not sitting back having a sandwich and a smoke in a rocking chair.
Myles Garrett was in his lap all day.
Myles Garrett had 5 sacks. He had Myles Garrett. He was the grim. Yeah. I mean, Myles Garrett created an entire lawn for his Halloween exhibit for Friday with Drake
$8 million
May.
Dollars per sack yesterday.
Nice.
Wow.
We'll talk about that in a second. Atlanta's next at home, and Atlanta hasn't looked very good in the last couple of weeks. The real test that I think might get some people paying attention is at Tampa in week 10.
No doubt.
They have a Thursday night home game against the Jets, a trip to Cincinnati, a Monday night home game against the Giants before their late bye coming off of it. They're nice and healthy for the Bills to pay a visit. They have to go to the Ravens, and then they've got the Jets and the Dolphins. That's a playoff team right there, people. That's a playoff team and potentially a division-winning team, and potentially, who knows, they don't play the Colts, a team that can be in the mix for a high seed. Let's just put it that way.
In the mix.
So congratulations
and it's all
to your
much sooner than anyone in New
Patriots.
England, I hope, would admit.
Let me just say this about Myles Garrett. Guy's a Hall of Famer, okay? So I just want everyone to hear this. And I know he came on our show and he's like, I'm not playing for the Browns ever again. And then he took a fat contract and now he's playing for the Browns again. So you might think this is me axe grinding. It is not. I know so many Browns fans who want, I feel for them. I want them to win. I think this league is better when the Browns are really good. How does that sound? Okay. But it's tough for me to hear this soundbite, quite frankly, although I do feel for the guy. Hit it.
It doesn't get any easier each week you ask me. So
does the loss diminish how you feel about your performance today at all, I guess?
I would throw the whole performance away for a win.
And I totally respect him. I do. But it's like full Don Draper, Mike. It's a full Don Draper moment right here because he had 100% the exit strategy all mapped out when he came on our show at the Super Bowl.
He did a whole tour.
He had the whole exit strategy mapped out. But right now, it's very difficult for me to sit here and think anything else, but if you got it, Mike.
That's what the money is for.
That's it.
No, boo-hoo.
No.
Like,
no
come
no,
on, man.
I understand
you
it.
You signed up and wanted this.
It still can't be easy for him to get through it. So I'll give him that. But the bottom line is Micah Parsons got his exit visas, got more money than Myles Garrett, and he's on a 5-1-1 team right now. And I'm just wondering why Myles Garrett, with his finger on, I think our buddy Albert Breer called it the eject button, why he didn't push it. Because what did he think? Like, who is the quarterback going to be? The quarterback was going to be some rookie or some veteran. Like, at the time when this happened, you know, obviously he didn't know that the guy who was going to take the victory formation of that Super Bowl in New Orleans was going to be his teammate. But he knew it was just going to be some veteran that they went ahead and got and some rookie they were going to draft. He knew that there was a rebuild coming. But he took the cash. And I'm just wondering if he's like, he goes home like Huel, right? And he's lying on his stacks of money on his bed.
And I'm not saying I'm above that and wouldn't have taken the cash if I was in his
shoes.
I
hear you.
You don't get to go up there and then, you know, expect us to feel bad for you.
Career high and a team record for sacks. He's now got 10 on the season. He had 5 coming into the game.
Dominating.
And he's got 10 on the season. 20th time since they started recording sacks that a player's had 5 or more in a game. He passed Reggie White for the most sacks by any player prior to their 30th birthday. He's Hall of Fame, first ballot material. He's going to have, he'll finish in Ohio. I just thought he would go somewhere other than Ohio. But instead, again, Miles has got to be like watching Micah on a Sunday night, sacking Aaron Rodgers for a team going to 5-1-1, cashing bigger checks. And wondering maybe, why did I stay? 844-204-RICH, number to dial. 2 wins in the AFC, so you got to give it up. Got to give it up. First one to Miami Dolphins. I did not see that one coming. Did anybody? Bueller?
No way.
Hey, anybody who thought that Mike McDaniel lost his locker room or whatever, they went into Atlanta and put the bang thing on the Falcons. And this is an instance when Tua's turning the ball over and over and over again. He admits it. McDaniel's like, hey, we got to start him. And just hope he doesn't throw 10 picks. honestly, right? And you're like, how's Tua going to handle that? And he's just like, you know, this is my bad. I'm going to play better. And you're just like, this thing is circling the drain. And when's he going to get fired? And then they show up. And he was terrific. The offense was terrific. And the defense balled out. That was a terrific performance in the National Football League on the road when the season's, I mean, you could say that at a crossroads, they had a 2-3 game win streaks wrapped around a Monday night win that was a tough one to get against the Jets at home. And they bottled up Bijan and they uncorked Tua in Atlanta. I guess. Is it that building? Is that what it is? I don't know. So, Mike McDaniel, let's do this. We've been playing him like over and over and over again. Like all is lost, the sky is falling. Let's give him a victory, a podium. Hit it.
Time you have an embarrassing outing in the National Football League as a team. You go 1 of 2 ways. And I didn't see the negative way being something that was on the table for our locker room. So generally, if you can sustain through tough times and continue to build momentum in your game without results, the results do come.
Okay. There you go. Same guy in a loss as he is in a win, which is talking the way he talks.
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle, killing it. Devin Achane. It's his 13th career receiving touchdown yesterday.
He is so good.
It's tied for 4th in the Super Bowl era for any running back in their first 3 seasons. The aforementioned Chuck Foreman, Christian McCaffrey, and Austin Eckler are the only ones with more.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they allowed a season-low 10 points and 11 first downs. Complimentary football, as they say. Kudos to them. And then there's the New York Jets. Talk about not seeing it coming. Garrett Wilson doesn't even get on a plane. Josh Reynolds isn't going. The top 2 guys targeted at the wide receiver position, out. Gone. Sauce didn't play. Out. Joe Flacco, man of the moment.
Ballin'.
From in the pocket to at the diner by himself. Everybody's talking about him, right? And then, this is crazy. I'll be honest with you. I started watching other games. There were 7 on at once. I started watching other games when Joe Flacco ran one in. I mean, I'm like, okay, is Joe Flacco going to be the one to throw one in and run one in this game and not Justin Fields? Is that really what's happening right now? Joe Flacco, 17th rushing touchdown of his career, oldest man ever to run one in the history of the National Football League from scrimmage. Unbelievable. Pardon me, for Cincinnati. He's the 7th player over 40 to run one in from scrimmage in NFL history. 19 targets of Ja'Marr Chase. It's all working. It's all working. They're up 31-16 in the third quarter. The Bengals, 16-point margin. And that's when the Jets said, you know what? We have no wins. We have an owner with no confidence in the quarterback. I mean, Woody Johnson's comments on Justin Fields at the NFL owners meeting this week are a new threshold. A new threshold for owner criticizing player. I can't recall an instance where, you know, the owner is like, well, our coach is doing well enough, but essentially saying, that's the way you're going to look with a quarterback doing that stuff.
He said it wasn't jiving.
I heard that.
Yeah.
And I also heard him basically say, you know, it could complete a pass, things like that. Justin Fields told us in London that he took all social media off his phone. That's what he told the broadcast team before Jets Broncos, in which he had negative 10 net throwing yards, looking awful. Then coming home, getting hurt, looking awful before he got hurt, leading to Woody's comments. And he said that he had tears, although it wasn't a football version of tears, but still he was affected by it. And then he shows up and the Jets offense shows out. And that offensive line led the way. Much maligned, but the Jets are one of the few teams in the NFL who are starting the same five more often than not, if not the entire season. 254 rush yards. Fields wasn't sacked. Breece Hall, man, 18 carries, 133 rush yards, and two rushing touchdowns. 100-yard rushing game of his career. And a touchdown pass to Mason Taylor, pulling out the old bag of tricks to take the lead, 39-38. And I'll tell you what, that's when I got some texts from people, are you watching this thing? Rack it back, start watching it, caught up to speed. Man, everybody's thinking the same thing. This is just another gutting loss.
Yeah, how are you going to blow it?
The old Jet fan in me was just like, there's a trap door, and I could see there's all stripey, that stripey bee.
This team.
That'll be the trap door. That'll be the trap door from which the game-winning field goal will come in from 60-something yards and end it. But the defense held, and the Bengals lose. And this is fitting. Fitting result for Justin Fields and Aaron Glenn, who are trying their asses off. And congrats to Aaron Glenn. The team doesn't give up, which is another reason why you need to stick with him and let him get his culture going and find the guys for him. This is Justin Fields after the game.
I'm going to get pretty vulnerable right here, but this week I kind of, you know, I found myself in my closet crying on the ground, laying down, not because of the hardships, not because of the troubles. I felt like, you know, I was built to handle that and I was put in place to handle this situation. But in that moment when I was talking to my best friend, you know, how hard it was and just, you know, not wavering faith-wise, I just had gotten a text from my sister and my stepmom, and it was just an encouraging text on, you know, just keep going and keep spreading the faith. And they just sent me a link on social media. And you guys all the time that I'm not on social media, so I didn't see it. So that was just a sign from God for me to keep going, and that, you know, I'm in the right place. Yesterday I was just praying over and over and over again, like, yo, like, just one win. And you know, but all that to say is that, you know, God is real, God is good, and everything that we go through in this life is for a purpose. So
what a gutty performance and a win. Do you know, for quarterbacks who have played at least seven games this year and has thrown it as many attempts as Justin Fields, we call that a qualified quarterback. Do you know there's only one quarterback in the NFL who has yet to throw an interception? You know what the name of their player is? I'll give you a hint. His name's Justin Fields. No interceptions. Didn't turn it over.
Wait,
when they let
what?
The... He has zero interceptions, the only qualified quarterback in this category in the NFL to yet to throw one. And, you know, listen, you could say, oh, they ran it. He didn't turn it over, making all those runs mean nothing. for the owner to say what he said, I understand he's not on social media, and for him to hear it and for him to obviously be affected by it to this point and then rely on his faith to get him through this game in this fourth quarter and come up with their biggest comeback like this with 23 points in the fourth quarter. Their most points in the fourth quarter since that big 30-point fourth quarter on the Monday night against Miami. Remember that one? Al Michaels came in, talked about it. Hey, man, that's a big W for the Jets. And there's no more winless teams in the National Football League. Kudos to all of them. And I understand, Jets fans and Dolphins fans, you'd rather be in the position of that Patriot fan right there. But for 1 week, feel good about it. They're not easy in the NFL. It ain't easy. And maybe you're just 1 year away from that guy being in the position of the Patriot fan over there. When you are, just handle it a little bit more class. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Here on the show, your phone calls and a full hour three of Just Us coming up.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast. Introducing your new Dell PC, powered by the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps you handle a lot, even when your holiday to-do list gets to be a lot. Because it's built with all-day battery plus powerful AI features that help you do it all with ease, from editing images to drafting emails to summarizing large documents to multitasking. So you can organize your holiday shopping and make custom holiday decor and search for great holiday deals and respond to holiday requests and customer questions and customers requesting custom things and plan the perfect holiday dinner for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and Uncle Mike's carnivore diet. Luckily, you can get a PC that helps you do it all faster, so you can get it all done. That's the power of a Dell PC with Intel inside, backed by Dell's Price Match Guarantee. Get yours today at Dell.com/holiday. Terms and conditions apply. See Dell.com for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, and that jingle. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. They offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. I've been to O'Reilly Auto Parts over and over again, and I get exactly what I need. The parts and a friendly face. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts, they can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. Of course, the importance of being helpful and having a friendly service face look right at you and say, "We've got your back. We've got your car ready to go back on the road." It makes all the difference, doesn't it? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show simulcast, sitting here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. The Hyundai Hope on Wheels program I've been telling you about, please check it out. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search up Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more about this incredible program that's lasted over 27 years. During that time period, every Hyundai sold has helped fund life-saving pediatric cancer research. Don't know if you know that. Together with over 850 dealers nationwide, they've raised over $277 million, supporting over 25,000 kids in their fight against cancer. At Hyundai, hope isn't optional. It comes standard. So, just mentioned to you all about the Jets' comeback win on the Bengals. The Bengals had it right there. A 15-point lead at home in the fourth quarter to go 2-500. This is what they brought in Joe Flacco to do to win these games that Jake Browning was not. And they had it right there in front of them against a winless team that was just running the football because they didn't have the horses at receiver. No Garrett Wilson, no Josh Reynolds. Those were the top two targeted people at the position for the Jets not playing. And they had the ball jammed down their throats, jammed, and lost it. Because the defense, again, this is the problem for this team, as we know, the defense couldn't get it done. The 38 points is the most scored by Cincinnati in a loss and tied for the most in a Cincinnati loss since week two of 2007. That's how they lost it. Most in a loss this year, most by a Cincinnati Bengals team in a loss in almost 20 years. And after the game, I mean, the head coach essentially said, can somebody step up on defense? Zach Taylor said, hey, we got to find somebody to take the lead there. Mm-hmm. Certainly with Trey Hendrickson in and out of the lineup, somebody's got to make a play. And somebody then went to Ja'Marr Chase with that and made it sound like he's just talking about the team writ large. It didn't go well.
Zach just said one of the messages to the team in the locker room was that somebody needs to step up. What do you think of that?
I play offense. I'm not worried about what the defense got to do. I'm just making sure. I'm just cheering them on every play.
He didn't say keep, well, at least us, he didn't say keep. He just said somebody.
I don't know. No comment for that.
19 targets, 12 receptions, 91 yards for him. 28 wow. receptions in the last 2 weeks is tied for second most in a two-game span of the Super Bowl era. 3-5. That one's just got to sting more than any of them else. They had a 4-4 record. They would have been a half game behind Pittsburgh, and instead they're 3-5, and a half game right behind them is Baltimore. In the same way that I said, hey, the home games and road games, their division games are right there in front of them. Cincinnati, as we all know, is already held serve against Pittsburgh. They're at Pittsburgh after their bye. They play the Bears at home this coming week and then have a bye and then have Pittsburgh, two games against Baltimore. But, I mean, they can't stop anybody. If you put that up again one more time, if you don't mind, take a look at the opposition. 39, 31, 27, 37, 28, 48 in their wins with Burrow. 27. I mean, they gave up 16 points in week one, but that was Cleveland with Flacco.
We said this earlier in the year. This season looked like it was just mirroring last year. In the way the defense is playing,
but they started 2-0, so that
led was the difference
that allowed them, and that's why they're only 2 under right now,
right?
As opposed to season's over. But that one was, I mean, that's gonna leave a mark. That's gonna make people dine by themselves, stare into the distance.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.